The scripture speaks of baptism in Christ, yet there are several baptisms mentioned in the Bible. How do we reconcile?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about baptism in the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 3:27, however, we read, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." What does that mean, to be baptized into Christ? And what is the relationship of that to water baptism by immersion and baptism in the Holy Spirit? The first thing we need to know is that the benefits of baptism in Christ are dependent firstly upon receiving the salvation of Christ. In John 3, verse 3, it says, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This is Jesus speaking, and what he's saying is, unless we are born again, we cannot see, we cannot understand the kingdom of God. And then in John 3, 5, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, the last statement, unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, is a metaphorical representation of birth into the kingdom of God. Actually, being born of water was a Hebrew idiom. When a baby was being born and the bag of waters broke, the Hebrews said that the baby was born of water. But in regard to baptism, where we enter into Christ's death by immersion baptism and enter into newness of life by coming up out of the water, this represents, metaphorically, a rebirth into the kingdom of God. So you must be born again, which means that you must firstly be born into physical existence and then be born again into the kingdom of God spiritually in Christ. Notice what it says. You cannot see the kingdom of God if you are not born again. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God if you are not born again. Now, that requires repentance of sin and asking Christ to come into you to be your personal Lord and Savior. It's very simple. And you receive him by trust, which is faith. You are saved by grace through faith alone. Now, there are lots of religionists out there, particularly denominationalists, who will challenge that concept and say, no, you are not saved by faith alone. You are saved by faith and works. You are saved by keeping all the commandments of the New Testament, etc., etc. Lots of confusion out there. The Word of God, in its simplicity, says you are saved by grace through faith alone. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, simply take God at his word. Do not listen to men's interpretation of what God says. That's theology. Walk in revelation instead. Get it directly from the word. Take God at his word. Let the word interpret the word. You won't get in trouble. Now, we want to talk today about the relationship between water baptism and salvation, and then we're going to relate the difference between water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism as we continue this study, probably in our next session. But we want to begin today with Mark 16:16. Listen to what it says. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be judged. Now, in actuality, the literal Greek of the New Testament of Mark 16:16 does not say he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What it really says is he that believeth and is baptized shall be being saved. Shall be being saved. In other words, it implies a continual process. Now, this is very important because I want to demonstrate to you that this refers to the salvation of the soul, because the spirit man is immediately and completely saved at the time of the born-again experience. Christ indwells the spirit man. That's called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit within, not the Holy Spirit upon. That's the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit within. And Romans says you are saved by faith alone. And that really means the spirit man. Let me read it to you. In Romans 3:28, we read, "For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law." Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 9:30. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For it is by grace through faith that you are saved, and that not of your own. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast. The scripture is replete with numerous verses that establish repeatedly, you are saved by faith alone. Faith is trust on Christ. The word faith, trust, and believe in the New Testament scripture all mean the same thing, trust on Christ. So, if we are saved by faith alone, this applies to the spirit man, for which reason it says that we are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, why do I say that this refers to the spirit man? Well, the reason is because Romans 12:2 tells us that our soul man needs to be saved, and that that is a process. It says in Romans 12:2, be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. Your mind is your soul. Psuche in the Greek, mind, will, emotions, is soul. Pneuma in the Greek is spirit man, which means the conscience and the intuition. But notice that psuche in the Greek, mind, will, emotions, is soul, and the scripture says, be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. The mind requires renewal. The soul requires renewal. That means it requires salvation, being saved, being transformed. Be you transformed by the renewal of your soul. And that is a lifetime process. And you say, well, when does it end? It ends either on the day of the rapture, the day of Christ Jesus, or the day of your personal death, your personal rapture. So Philippians tells us, he who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. Therefore, the spirit man is immediately and completely saved, but we see here in Mark 16:16 that it says, he that believes and is baptized shall be being saved. That's the original Greek. But he that believeth not shall be judged. So you are saved by faith alone, immediately and completely in the spirit man. But here, in Mark 16:16, we read that if we believe, that is, we receive Christ and are baptized, we shall be being saved. Not we shall be saved. We shall be being saved. In the Greek, it's future passive, third person singular. Now, the proof that this refers to the soul man, the need to be being saved, is not just Romans 12:2, be you transformed by the renewal of your mind, which is your soul, telling us that the soul needs to be renewed or saved, but also Leviticus 17:11-14. And notice what this says. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. The blood atonement, according to Scripture, is for the soul. So when we go down into the water, there has to be a significance beyond just the water baptism by immersion being a seal of our salvation. And let's look now and let's explore that and try to find out what that is. In Romans 6:4, we read, "Therefore we are buried with him," that is Christ, "by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Well, we already got the newness of life in the spirit man when we got born again, because Christ immediately and completely regenerates the spirit man anew. And Scripture, as we read, says we are a new creation because we are a spirit. That is our identity. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. In Revelation of John, chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." So washing is by the blood. Now watch this. In Matthew 26:28, we read, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many unto the forgiveness of sins. So here the Scripture implies that blood cleanses us from sin. Matthew 26:28. Now in Acts 2:38, there's a very interesting statement made. Listen to it. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Oh, now wait a minute. We just read in Matthew 26:28, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And Acts 2:38 says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because firstly, Matthew 26:28 says that remission of sins is through the blood. Peter is trying to tell us in Acts 2:38 that water baptism by immersion is for the remission of sins. How do we resolve the two? Well, the answer to that is by faith. 1 Peter 3:21 says, "The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us." Oh boy, I can see a lot of feathers flying here and there, people getting upset because the blood is what justifies us, huh? But notice what it says here, "The like figure unto whereunto even baptism does also now save us." Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's look at this verse closely. It says, "The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us." Like figure. In other words, representation. of what baptism means. The appropriating of the work of the cross by faith. Because Romans 6:4 says that in Christ, when we are water baptized by immersion, we enter into his death with him, Romans 6:4 says, and are resurrected unto newness of life. Now I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says. We enter into his death with him. Our soul man is put in the death work of the cross so that the blood can be applied, because wherever there is the death of Christ, there is the blood of Christ. So it is the application of the blood of Christ which begins the salvation of the soul man. And that's a lifetime process. And I have given you scripture upon scripture to prove that to you. Okay? Wherein we read again in Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. You see what God is doing? God is using an ordinance, what we call an ordinance, water baptism by immersion, to effect a change in our soul life. It is more than just the seal of salvation. We are entering into Christ's death with him. And there can only be one reason for that. So that the blood of Christ, which is a result of Christ's death, and the blood atonement can be applied to our soul man. As a matter of fact, you know the early church knew this, because water baptism by immersion was the means of exorcism or deliverance in the early church. It was the first order of exorcism or deliverance. Why? Because if the unregenerated soul's filth, flesh works, the demonic hooks of the old man, the old self, could be put in the death work of the cross and the blood of Christ applied to it by faith through what water baptism by immersion means, or as the scripture said, prefigures, then the demons have no hook to hold on to. The early church knew that. And that's why they did water baptism, not just as the testimony of the seal of their salvation, but the commencement of the cleansing of the soul man, by the washing of the water by the word, Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse us, that is the church, the body of Christ, with the washing of water by the word. Now let me ask you a question. Have you been washed by the Lord Christ Jesus, by his precious blood atonement? There is no other way of salvation or going to the Father and to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. And Father God calls all to Christ. Jesus said, if I be uplifted, I will draw all men unto me. Now, the word men is not in the original Greek. It really reads, I will draw the whole of creation, unto me. That will be God's greatest miracle that brings him the greatest glory. Be a part of that miracle today, won't you? Receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, being willing to turn from your sins. If God has a way into your heart, God has a way out of your circumstances by trusting Him. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.